My name is Brendan Ball, and I'm a junior at the University of Missouri, and I am double majoring in biology and psychology. I work in an immunology research lab under Dr. Habib Zaghouani, and my project is evaluating environmental influences on T-cell development and type 1 diabetes. So for a little background, type 1 diabetes, also known as juvenile diabetes, is a chronic autoimmune disease which happens whenever the pancreas produces little to no insulin. And this happens through the damaging of beta cells, which are insulin-producing cells, in the islets of Langerhans. This immune attack occurs due to the activation of T cells, specifically CD4 and CD8 T cells, that recognize the islet autoantigens, which leads to apoptosis of beta cells. Through central and peripheral tolerance, our immune system can eliminate developing T cells that are made to attack self-peptides. When it comes to type 1 diabetes, there's a loss of tolerance to tissue autoantigens, which is attributed to defects in both central and peripheral tolerance. Now, in the environment, there are a lot of different factors that our body comes into contact with, such as parasitic infections, which can induce chemical mediators called cytokines, and these cytokines are there to regulate immunity. The five main antigens that autoreactive T cells bind to and that are known to cause type 1 diabetes are BDC 2.5 version 1 and version 2, GAD 65 version 1 and version 2, and insulin. Through positive selection and lack of negative selection in the thymus, T cells that respond to these antigens escape the thymus and cause type 1 diabetes. Figure 1 depicts something called the hygiene hypothesis, which suggests that there is a benefit to infectious agents and their composites on immunological diseases. The hygiene hypothesis has shown to be correct in that IL-4 can delay diabetes if given systematically. This works by preventing mature T cells from attacking the pancreas, but we want to expand on this to see if IL-4 in the thymus can prevent the development of these autoreactive T cells to before they can ever reach maturity. So we are hypothesizing that IL-4 intrathymically may improve negative selection and prevent these T cells from ever gaining access to the pancreas. Unfortunately, due to the pandemic, I have had time to examine only one of our mice colonies, and here I present my preliminary results. Ideally, this experimental design calls for all six colonies to be examined to have statistical rigor in these results. In our lab, we used the non-mouse model, which stands for the non-obese diabetic mouse. This is a strain of mouse that is able to develop spontaneous autoimmune diabetes that shares a lot of similarities to type 1 diabetes in human subjects, such as pancreas-specific autoantibodies, autoreactive CD4 and CD8 T cells, and genetic linkage to the disease. Figure 2 shows how we carried out the intrathymic injections of IL-4 and PBS. The entire experiment calls for mice from the 6 to 8 week age group, 12 to 14 week age group, and 20 plus week age group. And within these age ranges, we will have some mice treated with IL-4 and some treated with saline. For the data that is depicted in figure 3, we used female mice from the age of 12 to 14 weeks that were not injected with IL-4. Instead, they were treated with saline. Using the max column magnet technology, we were able to break down the pancreatic tissue and isolate the CD4 T cells so that we can stain them with our five known tetramers that cause type 1 diabetes and chicken hell as a negative control group. This gives us a margin of error because CD4 T cells should not be binding to chicken hell. So if they do, then we know there is an error occurring. Figure 3 shows our results from our first two mice from the 12 to 14 week age range that were treated with saline. And as expected, there were a high percentage of CD4 T cells that were targeting BDC 2.5 version 1 and GAD65 version 1 in both mice. The 3% targeting of chicken hell shows us that 3% is about the margin of error for all of our other samples. So any other value around 3% of targeting is a measure of error. Some of you may be wondering, what is the difference between BDC 2.5 version 1 and version 2 or GAD65 version 1 and version 2? So basically, the code for a whole protein has a lot of amino acids, but you can only fit a small molecule on MHC. So the protein is cut into pieces. So GAD65 and BDC 2.5 can be presented as different chunks of amino acids. Those chunks are called antigens, and that's why they are different versions. From the data that we have collected, we hypothesize that we can lower those same 5% values of the 12 to 14 week old mice if we treat them with IL-4 instead of saline. The next step for us is to treat mice from the 6 to 8 week range, 12 to 14 week age range, and 20 plus week age range, and have the two groups, one treated with IL-4 and one treated with saline. We will not have to retry the 12 to 14 week age range of mice that are treated with saline because we have already done that in this experiment. These future directions have the goal of lowering the percentage of T cells that target BDC 2.5, GAD65, and insulin with IL-4 treatments. lowering the percentage values of R5 antigens that are targeted by CD4 T cells is important because that means that there are less CD4 T cells escaping central and peripheral tolerance. If we can tighten up central and peripheral tolerance, we can protect our beta cells from being destroyed and preserve immunity from type 1 diabetes.